Welcome, welcome, fellow gamers and music lovers, to another episode of The Drinking Corner. I'm your host and bartender, Boss Foss, and today my patrons joining me are Rune Eldred, and it's your boy, who is also Chris. Now let's start with a quick appetizer with checking in with my patrons. So, Rune Eldred, how are you doing today? And that's a loaded question, I know.
I know, that's why I'm like smiling, staring off. My cat died just now. Literally, like just now.
Within the last couple hours, yes, but
I'm overworked, underpaid, underloved by Chris. But you know, I'm good.
Hanging in there.
You know those cat posters where it's hanging from the tree and it's like hanging there.
It's your boy. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, man. I'm enjoying this Father's Day, even though I'm not a father, but I have one. So hung out with him for a little bit today and then just went to work and got off not too long ago. And I am having a nice, crisp King of Beers Budweiser.
Yes, and happy Father's Day to everybody out there. And if you don't know your father, I'm very sorry. We will gladly be your father figures, but we're not paying any child support.
Listen, boy, I may not be your father, but I can be your daddy.
All right, so with our quick little appetizer out of the way, let's start with the salt of this shot by letting you guys know what our topic is, which you could probably tell by the title. But today, we're diving deep into the realm of video game soundtracks. Exploring how... Huh? What was that, Chris?
I said, bow. Like a horn.
We're exploring how these compositions just, they elevate the gaming experience from the adrenaline-pumping action sequences to the tear-jerking moments of reflection. You know, the video game music has a unique power to immerse us in the worlds that we love. And I apologize if I'm stuttering. I have this written out, and I'm doing my best to get it down.
We absolutely do not use... Hold on real fast. ...scripts on this podcast.
For those of you who are just listening in, welcome. We do encourage you guys to watch the vidcast where you can see our beautiful faces. The bit that you guys did miss was the fact that Rune of the Eldred, I doubt his name actually pops up in the video.
Oh, no, it does.
He took his notebook and he physically flipped the page to read off the back of it. But regardless, moving on, I will start with an example, which you guys can't use. It's one that I had already talked to the guys about, so they know that it's coming. But to preface it, the one of the main examples that stands out to me is the Doom soundtrack. It's iconic. It's that heavy metal, you know, Mick Gordon. I understand he got in trouble with the sequel soundtrack, but the first Doom, 2016 Doom, was iconic to me. And you hear that music, and it's just, it's adrenaline pumping. And you're just ready to just mow down hordes of demons. And it's just beautiful. So, with that being said, and I did go off my own script there, let's go ahead and move on to the main part of this shot.
Are you wanting one of us to just instantaneously start?
I was about to volunteer one of you guys, but you gave a funny face, so I stopped real quick. Did you want to?
Sorry, no. My boss messaged me as you're like doing that, so that's what the weird face was about.
Okay. Would you like to start?
I mean, if Chris already has his ideas chopped and ready to load, I would graciously love to give Chris the starting shot here.
I do not mind at all. Tim told me that you were a big fan of this series, so you might like this one. Specifically, Saints Row 3, in my opinion, had one of the most well put of the bunch that I'm going to be talking about. I mean, loading into the game, Saints Row 3, you have that amazing main menu theme, which just really gets you hyped up for the game. You know, you have, Lovin' Is What I Got by Sublime in the car. You have Kanye West Power, fucking skydiving into the penthouse. That was really good. And just all in all, the whole radio on that game is awesome. I love it. But Saints Row has always been really good with their soundtracks. You know what I mean? I would even just sit there and just drive around town and listen, because you can go into the pause menu and make up your own mixtape, right? You could do that. That was Saints Row, right?
Yep, it's been a staple in every Saints Row game.
Yeah, I used to put all my favorite songs and just ride around town, and it wasn't just the third, because the second one I played a bunch of. I don't really remember the Saints Row 2 soundtrack all that much, so I can't really talk on that one a whole lot, but the third one was really fun. But a game that is really, really to my heart is Vice City, because I'm a big 80s fan, and it has all of the hits. Here, let me pull up my notes real quick. It was like in my my top 10 Vice City songs.
Mm-hmm. Had to do in shots. So, Chris is just, you know, doing a whole you have, chug run.
Yeah, well, you have Africa by Toto. You have Hall & Oates, Out of Touch. You have Wang Chung, Dance Hall Days. I mean, you have Cutting Crew, Died in Your Arms. I mean, I could just keep going on about the total. I wasn't born in the 80s, but just that 80s nostalgia.
So, and I understand that I might have misprefaced this, but I'm looking back at my notes that I had given you guys, and I did specify what specific, like a specific moment. Like that soundtrack is like a specific moment tied with the soundtrack. Now, my example with Doom is the entire level has just that heavy metal,
mm-hmm.
like the fight. So I do understand kind of there, and I do appreciate soundtracks. I mean, we can definitely get into that too. But is there also a specific moment?
A Way Out. You know, I think at the end of the game when. A spoiler, when you either kill one or the other, when
whoa,
they're like,
whoa. you gotta give a bit more of a spoiler warning.
I mean, the game's been out for be like, fucking long. I mean,
spoiler word.
You know, get your poop in a group. Game's been out for a while. Go play it. It's fun as shit. But just that ending scene where either you hold homeboy's hand or he hands you a picture or a note. Been a while since I've played it, but that the music in the background, really, I really enjoyed that one. It really kind of, I teared up a little bit because it was me and my cousin Gabe, and I killed him, so it was just that whole, you know, the whole game was just so fun in that moment. It felt like just pure betrayal, you know what I mean? It was so good. I didn't know until like kind of the last moment that we were talking about, like, not just the soundtrack, but
I do appreciate a good soundtrack as well. So
yeah,
like you are, for those who don't know, the host does tally up points to decide who's going to be the host for the next episode. So you are getting points for this. I just was zoning you in to like, did you have a specific moment? Which is fine.
I would say Saints Row 3, just the way that the story uses,
I mean,
not just on the radio.
Technically, you did specify an exact moment, which was the parachuting to the penthouse. So I was looking through my notes at that point, so I didn't quite catch that. But
and then the car scene with
Pierce.
What's his name? Yeah, with Pierce. And then they had a Sublime playing. That was a really good scene. You know, just fucking crashing into cars and shit, and you're just loving. Hit pedestrian is what I've got, you know.
I like, ow!
For those of you who are only listening, Mr. Rune of the Eldred had a cat suddenly appear on his shoulder. I don't think it was a consensual moment, and it looks like
don't
it hurt
touch
a lot.
Me there. That was my no-no shoulder.
All right.
Rune. I love the fact that Saints Row 3 and Saints Row 4 both had a moment like that with Pierce, because in 4 you have Biz Markies, not a just a friend. You.
Oh, they do in the fourth one, huh?
I don't know. I don't think they ever did that in the new Saints Row.
I think Kevin and you do have a moment like that. I can't remember because it's been so long. Chris just got the new Saints Row.
Yeah, I'm playing through it right now. I just finished like pretty much the beginning of the game.
Yeah, that sounds like a topic for another moment. But
Saints Row Part 3.
Rune, why don't you start us off?
Okay, everybody.
With yours.
So for the main game that I had the idea of doing, it was Dance Dance Revolution. No. Sorry, I thought that was a funny bit. David didn't smile as hard as I wanted him to. There it is.
Yeah, all right. Just laughing at your David didn't cliche. Do this.
Cliche of me, my main game is Gears of War, specifically the third game.
Shocker.
I do have a specific song, but before I dive into the specific song, to talk about the OST in general, I'll just read my notes. The soundtrack gives a sense of urgency from the early track list. An example is the track Gears Keep Turning, which serves as the lobby music and theme track of the game. The overall OST provides a sympathy that boils the blood in the heat of battle, but also delivers on plucking heartstrings as it embodies the gloomy overtones of war. What's up there, yes. Buddy? Whoa, what's up there? What are you
My
saying?
My next example.
Oh. So the song in general that I'm gonna use is during a very pivotal. Listen, I know your brother just died today, but you can stop being a fucking dick.
Apologies in advance. Well, I guess it's not in advance anymore, but apologies for the foul language that these two patrons do have. We are trying to clean up our language just a little bit.
So the memory and song comes from the pivotal moment in the game, in which is Dom's sacrifice. It's a scene that sits in a lot of Gears of War fans' hearts. The orchestra strums to the beat of war as the heroes are surrounded, realizing that there is no hope. Dom enters into a tanker and speeds off, gaining the distance to flip around to have the kinetic energy to smash into the fuel tanks and pretty much kill himself, but to save his friends. During the entire scene, I'm putting my notes away. During the entire scene, there is like a very intense battle music as they are standing on the roof of one of the fuel stations, like fending off against the lambent, in which like Dom starts yelling at himself. It's very intense music. And like right as he leaves the tunnel and is about to smash into the fuel tanks, it is a instrumental, like very slow piano rendition of Gary Jules and Michael Andrews. That was close. Michael Andrews's Mad World, which is the theme song for the franchise in general. And it is a scene that really just pulls at your heart. And every time, the game's been out for years since we were in high school. And every time I see that scene, and the second the piano starts hitting, it's just tears. It's waterworks. Listening to God, why am I? John DiMaggio, like, screaming for his best friend as he watches him literally burn alive in the truck. It's gut-wrenching, and the music and just the way they orchestrated that scene was just very powerful. The second game that I am going to talk about is Metal Gear Solid 3 Snake Eater. The overall soundtrack for the game gives you the very big, like, early 80s, kind of 70s, like, spy movie, like 007, Michael Brosnan? Was that his name? Brosnan? Like, kind of 007 special agent spy music, as, like, if you get caught, it's like, doon, 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 doon. Very intense. It really hypes up the moments where there is intense battles and scenes. I'm trying not to laugh, but David, you look like a fucking chipmunk over there with your Taco Bell cup. Like,
I'm trying to get, like, the last little bit of my freeze.
But the song in memory, and specific to Metal Gear Solid 3 Snake Eater, is the scene where you climb a ladder, and it's a test of endurance. But you start climbing a ladder that takes you, in real life, 3 minutes to climb. So if you have not been working on building your stamina at all through the game, it is a really hard section of the game to pass. But during the entire time, they play the theme music, Snake Eater, which is quite literally, as Kojima planned it to be, a 007, like, opening theme song. How every 007 movie has that song that plays in the beginning. And it's like that. And it's just so beautiful. So beautiful that David and I have gone driving in his parents' car, blasting that music as we go to, what was it, Savemore, dressed in suits? Remember that?
Safeway, but yeah.
Safeway.
I do remember that. And also to my father, who may or may not be watching now. Hello, Dad. Yes, we drove your guys' Challenger into town for that.
While listening to James Bond music. And for my third shot here, which I hope will surprise David just a little bit, is I'm going with Alan Wake. And the reason why I'm going with Alan Wake is a little bit of in-game kind of lore reason, to be the little game theory lorist that I love to be.
We discussed this yesterday, didn't we?
We touched base on it a little bit. So, the real live band, Poets of the Fall, actually play a pivotal role in the game, as they serve as the game's in-universe band, Old Gods of Asgard. So, the enemy of the game is called the Darkness, and it attacks pretty much artists who they use their art to kind of corrupt the world, as an easy way to explain it. But as with the Old Gods of Asgard, they use their really awesome metal music to fight back against the darkness. And in the game, there's two songs. I'm going to talk about one from the first game and one from the newest one, Alan Wake 2. But the one from Alan Wake 1 is called The Poet and the Muse, which is a wonderful song to just listen to freely. And it is literally the Old Gods of Asgard talking about the events of Alan Wake, and pretty much explaining to Wake, trying to be subliminal to him and explain what he needs to do to defeat the darkness and get his wife back. And then in the second game, it's very, very popular, memed, and you can see it all over TikTok. But the Herald of Darkness song that has the very famous dance is also another one that they do. And the Poets of the Fall also do the soundtrack for Alan Wake, so a lot of their songs and other artists' songs and music play throughout the game, because each chapter ends with a song, kind of like Life is Strange, to use that as an example. But those were the three main games I wanted to talk about. I know Mr. Retro was kind of talking to me and Chris at work today, and he had a few mentions, so I feel like it'd be nice to have a little honorable mention time, just
sure.
To kind of bring
I'm
in...
more than happy to hear about it.
So, I can't remember the specific song, but John did actually bring up a song from Ace Combat, I want to say 3?
Okay.
I can't remember the name of the song, and I wish John was here to be able to talk on that part. we've all joked about Dance Dance Revolution, Guitar Hero. He jokingly said Beat Sabers. Mm-hmm. We talked about Need for Speed Underground 2 having a very Chef's Kiss soundtrack to it. Chris, did you have other honorable mentions you wanted to bring up?
I mean, like, it's kind of, you know, known, but the Call of Duty Black Ops 1 and Modern Warfare 2 main menu music is really good.
Okay.
I had another one I was thinking of earlier. I don't remember it though. But the Call of Duty, it was the Call of Duty Black Ops 1 music that I stuck in my head. I'm just sitting there waiting for buddies to hop on, just having that play over and over and over in the background.
Yeah, and that would definitely invoke an emotion. So, yes.
The Zombies theme song. As soon as those piano key hit, dude, I would always feel just so pumped.
So, it's funny you do mention, Tim, Ace Combat. So, there is a moment in the game, I think it's a little over halfway through Ace Combat 5, which the game has been out since 2005. So, spoiler warning in case you ever planned on playing it.
Five's been out since 2005?
Yeah. I will verify. I'm sitting on my computer right now, but I will.
I'm thinking 7.
Oh, yeah. No, five yeah. was 2005 on the PS2. Something about that. Anyway, there's a moment you're fighting over the Capitol. You got enemy planes coming in. And, you know, you have the kind of intense music and you're being told, okay, you have reinforcements are on the way from this mysterious air squadrons on their way. At one point, one of your wingmen actually gets hit. So now one of your wingmen is flying around and trailing smoke. And you're trying to keep the enemies off of him. And unfortunately, your wingman has to crash the plane. He's not able to eject, and he has to physically crash the plane so that way it doesn't crash in the city. And it's kind of a weird moment of there's no music. You have the intense music, and then suddenly it's just the silence and just the sound of your teammates kind of just like trying not to cry as they're flying a jet at, you know, heaven knows how fast. And then you're, of course, with Ace Combat, you're able to hear the enemy commentary, but it's the lack of music. It's just that, you know, strong emotion that always gets me.
Silence can speak volumes.
Silence does speak volumes. I don't know specifically what song for this next example. But Last of Us.
Gustavo. I'm trying to remember his last name. But the music composer for both Part 1 and Part 2. Amazing.
I have not played Part 2 yet. But Part 1. First part. Very beginning of the game. When you lose your daughter. Or your daughter gets shot. That's a powerful moment. And the music. I know.
Bro, and you're trying to make me cry on this podcast.
My last moment is kind of, there's a few different moments, but it's from Persona 5, and the song is called Life Will Change. And it's the, as soon as you get into, you're doing the heist for Persona 5 all of them. Anytime you're doing one of their palaces.
I need to get a hard drive so I can finish.
It's, you have that, you hear the alarm, and it's just that distinctive, the, it's just like that, just fills you with energy. You're like, yeah, let's do this. Kind of thing.
What? to touch base on what you're talking about with Persona 5, because I have the I think you have the CD for Persona 5 Royale as well, right?
I do, yes.
Because
Life Will Change is not on there, but I do have I do have the Persona soundtrack on Spotify.
Yeah. I have the soundtrack for both Persona 5 Royal and Catherine, which I really love the soundtrack for Catherine because I do like jazz, and it's a very jazzy CD. Atlas does a really good job with their games in terms of their soundtrack, because even Café LeBlanc, like, music every time you go in there is just really, it's really nice. I used to sit there and listen to it. Like, I'd have my PS4 on while doing, like, college homework and just be listening to, like, kind of the songs in it.
Yeah.
Kind
which
of the
is
same
why
with Skyrim.
I love the fact it's on Spotify, because then I could just have it on in the background. And I do often have, I think it's Behind the Mask, especially, specifically the Rain remix, where it's a lot more, like, softer. I mean, there is a ton of games out there that have a ton of great soundtracks. And so, if we have not talked about one of these games or one of these soundtracks that you feel deserves recognition, please let us know. Tell us in the comments. With that being said, do you guys have anything else to add for the line portion of this shot? So, we're, you know, finishing up in a little bit. Of a
last
sweet
call or final
not quite there, just another chance to get some final points before I do the last call.
To speak for John real quick, because I am remembering some more games John was going to use for his portion. One of his main games was Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time. The OST for that game apparently was really good. I never played Ocarina of Time. That they hate Shaolin. But we also talked about that. We talked about the music for the old school Pokemon games, like Pokemon Red, Blue, Yellow, and stuff like that, with like the wandering around the villages, or even the fight music with the intense kind of themes to that.
Right.
And I'm trying to remember the other one John mentioned that is escaping me, because it was just kind of a crap day at work. Not a crap day, but just an everywhere day.
I understand.
Do you remember any of the other games John talked about outside of our like joke that we were gonna play on David?
No, I do not.
Joke you were gonna play on me?
Yeah, so all three of our intro games were gonna be a song game, a rhythm game. So like I was gonna say,
I'm sorry. All I see is just a paw. Just go against your beard.
I was going to say Guitar Hero, Chris. I think you had you had Guitar Hero. I had Dance Dance Revolution, and John had Beat Sabers.
I mean, if you had
which
a
are
specific
three,
moment.
Which are
tied
three?
To it.
I mean, through what is it? Through Fire and Ice, the really hard song of Guitar Hero 3.
No, that's it's through the Fire and the Flames, but
Fire and the Flames.
Yeah, Fire and Ice I believe is Game of Thrones. But yeah, I mean, I have a specific moment through the Fire and the Flames.
His third mainline game was Brutal Legend. Okay. And he said because it encompassed like old school rock, and that which is John's genre of music that he grew up with like Black Sabbath, Aerosmith, Motley Crue, Dio, Meatloaf. All them that were in that game. Which, if you haven't played Brutal Legend, highly recommend it. Underrated game.
So, through the Fire and the Flames, it was not me. I unfortunately do not have this claim to fame. This person does have it on their resume, or did at one point have it on their resume. They did this.
I know who you're talking about.
But
on his resume,
a friend of mine beat the Through the Fire and the Flames on Legendary difficulty, and he put that on his resume. But I got to be there for that moment, and that was a very emotional moment, because we had been working really hard to try and, like, finish it.
That
and
song,
it's not easy
on a regular difficulty, like a casual difficulty, is challenging.
And I think the band's name is Dragon Force, right?
Yeah, it's Dragon Force.
They play that song with two guitars. So Guitar Hero has you doing it with one. It's a song that actually has two guitars, and you have to do it now with one. It's an intense moment. But I mean, there's tons of intense moments. And again, if there is a game that we have not touched base on or a moment, or if there's just a moment that spoke to you, please let us know. We'll be more than happy to see it, interact with you guys, talk to you guys. I know that there's more moments that are probably going to pop up as soon as we stop recording. With that being said, Chris, I think you were about to say something and I cut you off and I'm very sorry, so I'll give you a free point for that.
No, you are just fine. You said something about The Last of Us, and that just totally reminded me of Telltale's The Walking Dead Season 1 OTS. I freaking loved it. Just walking around like the barn or like the train yard area, it had this specific background music. And it's so cool because in the second season, when Clementine had her flashback, sitting down with Lee in the RV, it had that same exact background music. Oh, it just touched my heart so much. And then the ending song, and then the ending song, for the season, like the credits roll and stuff, that it's Take Me Back. I don't remember who sang it, but man, the Telltale Walking Dead games are one of my all-time favorite games. I played all of them. They're so good. So good.
So as I sit here and reminisce about some other games, I am a little ashamed of myself. I didn't talk about one of my favorite game franchises that has an outstanding and exquisite soundtrack to all. I'll talk about the main three, but Mass Effect.
It does have a good soundtrack.
I was just sitting there thinking about it, and I was like looking up at my shelf of games, and I see Mass Effect, and immediately just in my head, I hear the kind of twinkle. And then the nice little rhythm of like the main menu music for one, and just there is a lot of good underlying tones to a lot of it. Yeah, it's a good soundtrack. That Assassin's Creed 2 with just the orchestra sympathy that plays on for 2 specifically. I've always loved the music in 2.
No, I feel that. Yeah, 2 Assassin's Creed for me often has really good music that just like invokes emotion when I hear it. I'm just immediately like brought back to that moment.
I'm trying to remember the name, and I think it's like the Father of Feathers or something, but it's the music that plays right after Ezio and his brother do the very first leap of faith and everything, and then it does like the title card and all that, and it's so beautiful.
If you guys are able to see the reflection in my glasses, what do you mean I don't have enough free space? Apparently, I can't launch Spotify on my computer. I really do need to fix that issue. I love my computer, but there's not enough storage on the first hard drive. It's literally, by the way, just the storage for the hardware. There's not enough storage to actually be able to have anything running. Sorry, please continue.
I think that's all I got left to say was I just had a on the moment Mass Effect with its lobby music, theme music, or even when you're just wandering around the Citadel and you can hear all the different sounds from the clubs and everything. Because none of the songs in the game are like copyrighted music per se. It's not like they're in there playing Kesha and stuff.
That'd be very interesting if they were.
Right.
So far in the future. Yeah, we're playing some retro music from like the early 21st.
Nobody won't stop. Oh,
we go back to 2010.
But then as I was thinking about that, I'm looking over at the Ezio collection. I'm like, Number two just had the most beautiful soundtrack when you're running around Florence, or even in like as you're like going to Montorgoni or Tuscany, and you have like the intense battles as you're racing the carts, trying not to crash, and just everything like that. Even Red Dead,
Hang on, hang on.
I'm just going
Sorry.
through my
You
brain's just.
mentioned racing carts and music and trying not to crash. There is one song, and I can't remember, I don't know the actual name of the song, but when you hear it, it only plays in one part of that game, Mafia. And the racing portion, that invokes some emotion, doesn't it, Tim?
I don't know if you guys can see it. I'm trying to portray the face of PTSD. Can you guys start playing the NOM music like bear down, down, down?
That's copyright, so I'm afraid we can't do that. But anyway, so anybody else have anything else to add?
Uncharted had a really good soundtrack. Their OTS was really fun. Added to a lot of the scenes. I thought that worked really well. Star Wars Battlefront 2. I'm pretty biased against that one, but
Crash Bandicoot, the original one. The plucky beat of like kind of the Jamaican drums and everything that they use for this soundtrack really just kind of gets you pumped to run those courses. I don't know. How
all
would
right.
you explain the type of game Crash Bandicoot is? It's a platformer.
It's a platformer, yeah. It's a
Yeah.
3D platformer now. I'm gonna call last call, guys.
I think that's about it for me. I mean, we could
So,
sit here and talk about
ringing the
this
bell, last call.
for I mean, we could sit here and talk hours, but I
I'm
think
sure.
I've
I'm
said
sure.
my portion.
All right.
Resident
With that being,
Evil.
oh.
Resident Evil. Hey, he said last call. I am
I
taking.
did say
I am
last call.
taking. I am taking
You, I
every
mean, you had
shot
our,
I can.
you
But
literally have
Resident
it on your
Evil.
shirt. I've been waiting for you to mention it.
I've been trying really hard not to mention it because, I mean, Resident Evil, like in all the games, he's very. I'll use two. I'll use my favorite Resident Evil out of all of them, two.
Really? Two's your
There
favorite
is.
out of all of them? It's two?
Please don't put me on the spot right now because as I think through, it's like, well, no,
Okay.
four. I've beaten four like 20 times, but then four is also bad because of Nicole and then trauma and. Let me stare off into the
Anyway,
distance with
anyway.
PTSD again. Safe room. I will speak only on the memory, but the safe room music for Resident Evil 2, whether you look at the remake or the original, the entire game is tense. And if you look at the old one, it's tense because it's, you know, fixed camera angles, the zombies everywhere, you got lickers, you got the tyrants. Everything just kind of going on to you. And there's like very few rooms where you walk into, and it's just a beautiful, like, piano melody. And it's like a chance for you to actually breathe and feel great. Remake wise, I can't remember if they did it in two, but I know for a fact they did it. No, it was in fact in two, where there is one safe room. Per character story, where you go into it and it plays the music and everything's great and nice. And then next thing you know, Mr. X kicks down the door, and in your head, you're just like, X gonna give it to you. And he just walks in there and it's no longer a safe room. And your guard is down. You just like completely should have wore your brown pants for that encounter. And it's beautiful. I am so ashamed of myself as a fan for not having that in there because I'm thinking about it now and I'm laughing at the memory, but I'm also God. Resident Evil has another one of those soundtracks that if you have to grind through homework, just play it on and you kind of get lost in what you're doing.
All right, I got two, and then I'm going to tell you guys the scores. Okay? Two very quick, just honorable mentions as I happen to glance up at the statues above me. Kingdom Hearts, both all three of the games, or, oh God. I don't know how many games there are. There's a tons of games, ton of games.
There's three mainline, and I think there's seven in total if you count off all the like little mini games.
Plus
Can you
1.5,
not try
2.5, 2.7.
Chain of Memories?
Yeah, and then Ghost of Tsushima.
Never played Ghost of Tsushima, and I hate myself every day for it.
Don't you own it?
No.
Oh, dude, you should.
Actually, I think it's on PlayStation Plus now, or should be.
Might be. Anyway, Ghost of Tsushima, absolutely beautiful soundtrack, and I love just standing in the field or just riding through the fields and just hearing that beautiful music. So I did say Final Call. All right, so John came in third place. I did give him points. He did ask you guys to convey some messages. I'm not going to say who's in second place. I'm just going to go straight to first.
Aww.
And it is to the person who I feel was more prepared. Came in with way more examples, which is fine. And I do feel bad for going back to back, but I'm going to declare myself the winner.
You, nope. Nope.
We said we could do that.
Nope.
Yes.
Hold on, I'm getting a quick text message from John, or from John real quick.
No, obviously, guys, I can't be the host twice in a row. I'm very busy with my life, so I can't always be the host. I will say, Tim, excellent showing. Chris, excellent showing. But I do have to give to Tim. He did have a lot of good examples. He had the moments. And he continued to just come up with example after example. So,
Chris, real quick, final last call. Raid Shadow Legends.
All right, guys. So
I think Chris has one final one.
This video is brought to you by Raid Shadow Legends. The soundtrack
this video is not
is
brought to you
awesome.
By Raid Shadow Legends. Though, if they want to give us money, we will more than happily plug them.
I will download the app right now.
So, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, let's just do a quick finishing wrap up.
Victory speech.
Go ahead and give the victory speech, and I'll give the closing.
So as I do the Randy Orton pose, I am remembering that Chris and I both were talking about the WWE, the old school SmackDown versus Raw soundtracks as well. And as
I'm
looking,
you
up,
don't need any more examples.
I know, but they're coming last minute, and this is my victory speech. Let me celebrate in my own way.
You're right. I'm sorry.
And as I'm looking at the statues, I'm also kindly reminded that I forgot about Borderlands. But as I am the winner, because I always prepare like Bruce Wayne in a fight with the Man of Steel, my notes were impenetrable. I am looking forward to hosting the next episode, as I already have a couple of ideas that came to me today.
Save
big thank you. Mom! Big thank you to my competitor, It's Your Boy, who did bring a very good challenging competition, as he did bring up some really good games that had fantastic and beautiful soundtracks. I hope that he is going to come even more prepared for my podcast topic, because this is a conversation that me and Chris have had outside of any of our YouTube meetings and stuff like that. Big thank you to our gracious host for once again picking such a good topic. I really love when David is host, because he does some good topics that I don't give him enough credit for. So I'll hand it to Rosie Grizzy, the Bossy Fossy, so he can conclude out the podcast for us today.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I greatly appreciate each and every one of you for giving your time to listen to us go through this relatively quick shot. I want to thank Rune Eldred for participating. I want to thank It's Your Boy, or Chris, for participating. And I want to thank Mr. Retro for participating. I know he's participating in spirit through some through you guys, so I do appreciate that one. I want to thank my wonderful wife. She didn't do anything, but I want to thank her regardless. And once again, I just want to thank you guys for, you know, giving your time. I don't know how long this podcast specific episode went on for, probably about an hour, just under an hour.
I think we are actually about 30 minutes to 40.
Quick, simple, to the point. I don't like it when my shots take for too long. I don't like to sip. I just like to down it and go. So thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for watching. If you are watching the vidcast, in the description of the vidcast is a GoFundMe link. I do absolutely hate the fact that we are asking for assistance, but I cannot get the funds myself. So the GoFundMe is to supply me with a computer that can actually do editing, like, much better than my current setup, which is just a laptop which is hooked to my monitor. It will give me a good base to be able to edit Rune's videos, edit these videos, and my hope is that with editing Rune's videos, I can provide them to be more concise, better entertaining, and actually make them enjoyable.
I was about to say, you gotta hit me with a double entertaining, like, degradation? Come on, man. It's not my fault my videos are an hour and a half of peer content.
It is your fault. But anyway, regardless, thank you guys. I hope you guys have a wonderful night. Please make sure that you have a designated driver if you are not feeling well enough to make it home. And drink plenty of water. It is hot out there.
Oh, look at me. Yes. I'm leaving this bar with this cutie right here. Oh, yeah. I don't need no beard goggles to find you attractive, baby. You like, please help.
It's just the next hour with him. With
this cat. You don't have to go, guys, but you can't stay here.
Just gonna cradle my cat for the next hour here on Smooth Talk Radio.
No. You're listening to the smoothest side of the cat on this side of the Sacramento River.
Oh, that is awesome.
Which is hilarious because we're both on different sides of the Sacramento River.